I think we rose to the occasion, that's for sure. I think we knew Bournemouth were certainly going to have the football and we're going to be composed with the ball and cause us problems. We understand that. But we also knew that if we pressed right, if we stuck to the game plan that we worked on for 2 days, that we would cause them problems and we could regain the ball. So, you know, huge credit for my players for that.
Of the three goals, was that second one the most important? Because just after half-time, a most unlikely scorer, but it really put you in such a commanding position. Did that help you weather the later storm?
I think the first two goals were equally as important. You know, the first one gave us that belief, you know, force Bournemouth to chase the game a little bit. We knew they would have to take chances the longer the game went on. The second goal, you know, I think really gave the fans a belief. You know, probably just settled everyone down. I think if it had stayed at 1-0 for a longer period, then they would have created chances. We'd have been a little bit nervous. But the second goal gives us that little cushion, and I thought the third goal just rounded it off nicely. I thought it was a great counter-attack goal.
You picked the same team for the fifth consecutive game over, of all periods, the busy Christmas period. How are you extracting that level of intensity from this group?
Well, the players are pushing each other. You know, we take care of them during the week. We make sure they recover at the right times, push them at the right times. You know, you have to remember in that stage we've had Cheltenham, Gillingham, Wimbledon, three local derbies, which are easy to get yourself up for. Bournemouth, which is a big game, and Swindon Boxing Day, which is always a great fixture on the calendar. You know, so asking the players to go again, they'll drive themselves because either in a good run of form individually and collectively, but also we've got a competitive squad back fit again, that if you come out of the team you might struggle to get back in. And I've always picked players that deserve to be in the side. If I feel I need to change that for Cheltenham next week, then I wouldn't hesitate to do it. But if you play well, you stay in.
Just speak a little about how important the FA Cup is to this club. Obviously, there's a proud history. You know, semi-finalists not so very long ago, finalists not so very long ago as well. You know, there is a sense here that, you know, there was real purpose about what Millwall did in the FA Cup today.
Yeah, I think I think you're playing against a top 10 Premier League side. All the boys watched Bournemouth Arsenal the other night and saw what a challenge it was going to be. And you know, just ask them during the week, you know, to rise to the occasion. We knew Bournemouth would play the same style. We knew they'd make changes, but we knew they'd play the same style. And whatever 11 they put out there was going to be expensive and talented. Yes. And we'd have to fight and use things to our advantage. Our advantage is the atmosphere, the aggression we can show. We've got legs in the team and we've got goal scoring ability. So we knew we'd have to defend really well, but we knew we was capable of scoring goals today.
And people will look at this and say, no changes for Millwall, 11 changes for Bournemouth. Kind of FA Cup justice was served. Do you buy into that?
No, not at all, because Premier League clubs carry quality squads for these occasions. Bournemouth got some massive games coming up. You know, my players rose to the occasion to challenge themselves against top stars. I think Eddie would say he picked a team that was comfortably good enough to win the game, and which maybe got outperformed. I'd say the scoreline certainly didn't flatter us at all, and a couple of my players are disappointed they've not added to the tally today.